Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, happy Monday, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill. I hope everybody had a lovely Easter and Passover week and weekend, and this week I'm very excited to have on the show Dione Salgado. Dione has held various marketing positions at several leading companies, including AMI Paperless Employment Research Institute and the Dreslin Incorporated, where she has gained extensive experience in developing digital marketing and design, content strategy, sales, and customer service skills. She currently serves as the Director of Business Development for The Code Solution, a prestigious Los Angeles-based real estate development firm. In her position, Ms. Salgado has greatly elevated the firm's national reputation with her skills in account management, acquisitions, feasibility, land use planning, marketing, and sales. Additionally, Mrs. Salgado holds a BS in technological entrepreneurship and management from Arizona State University in Tempe, Arizona. The reason we have Dione on the phone with us today, though, is her exciting, innovative, and amazing new website that's on the precipice of being launched, Tengia. Dione, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you, Jennifer. I'm really excited.
Yeah. So for our listeners who might not have seen the post that I posted about it or might not be familiar with Tengia, can you tell our listeners a little bit about the website and how it was conceptualized?
Yes. So I was initially working for, still currently helping out The Code Solution with marketing, business development, and it is an architecture firm in Los Angeles. And I had noticed that there was a real need to bring someone onto the team with a lot of experience. You know, we had a lot of young architects who were familiar with design, but didn't really have as much of experience as some of the older individuals that we had ideally wanted to recruit from some of these larger firms in the area. Unfortunately, it was very expensive for us to work with a recruiter to get some outside help. And so we initially were looking at working with recruiters. They said it was going to be very expensive. And we stumbled across an individual who said that he was happy to, you know, cut his pay in half. He said he was really wanting to get back into work and he had been retired for 3 years. He was driving part of a popular ride sharing company that we are all very familiar with. And he was doing that. He was doing that for 3 years. And he said that he wasn't, you know, using his skills, and he was actually coming out of retirement to work with us, and the individual is 70. And that's kind of when I realized that there was probably a real need for something in the market to help older workers get back into the workforce if they want to do work part-time or something that really utilizes their skills.
That is such a great point, because I Uber, if we're going to refer to the ride sharing programs, quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And you're right. Probably, I would say at least 20% or more of the people who drive me around are experienced, talented workers who are retired and still want that social interaction. And yet, as great as they might be at driving, they probably have way higher level skills than just driving a person around from point A to point B. So what is your long-term vision for what you're going to do with Tengia?
So I had initially thought, you know, maybe we could do some type of community sharing program, but the more I spoke to people about this concept, the more I was encouraged to try to do something a little bit bigger with this concept and really do a web portal and website to allow people to connect virtually anywhere all over the U.S. and potentially further in the future. But I'm really looking to allow older individuals who are retiring to serve in their local communities or maybe even halfway across the United States. We've gotten a ton of great feedback from people who are interested in working, and they're located all over the U.S. So that's kind of what inspired this further growth initiative, where I would like to build the platform further so that people all over the U.S. can start receiving jobs. And we do have a mobile platform that's under development as well. So it's really grown into more than this community concept that I had at first. And now we're wanting to do a platform that allows people all over the U.S. to connect and share jobs, just because everyone is so connected virtually now.
Yeah, it's amazing. And do you think that there's going to be any sort of obstacle, speaking of which, for some of the older and more experienced people that you're looking at to latch on to technology? Do you think that might be a potential barrier in utilizing and connecting with these more seasoned workers?
Yes, I mean, I'm sure there's going to be some, you know, obstacles we'll have to overcome. And we have gotten some calls from people who are in that demographic, maybe retired 55 plus or 65 plus, who are not as comfortable with technology. And we really do want people to embrace technology. I mean, we've found that this demographic has actually been the fastest adopters of technology compared to any other demographic. I mean, if you think about it, these baby boomers that are alive and comfortable with all the technology that we're using today, they've actually had to adopt technology that many millennials can't even fathom, you know? So they've come on board with some of the very first computers, the first phones that were ever used. And a lot of them have been quick to adapt and use all of those technologies very quickly. And now they're very comfortable with all of the applications that millennials use. So we have gotten some questions about that, but I've gotten so many calls from people all over the U.S. who say, I'm comfortable working remotely. I'm, you know, online, on Skype, and use all the same applications that some younger users may be using, and I'm just as comfortable working remotely if you have work for me.
That's amazing. I think that's wonderful. And I think something indicative of that goes back to your example of the shared ride example of Uber or Lyft or any of those programs. You know, you have to be tech savvy enough to be able to know how to operate, how to utilize the navigation systems. So one would argue that that 20%, say, of the Uber or the ride sharing population that's driving out there very likely is already tech savvy enough to be able to utilize some sort of web-based application for remote work, like you're saying, correct?
Oh, yes. And we're definitely going to make it extremely user friendly. We want to ensure that the older user does have, you know, the ease of using the application just like anything else, like a Facebook app or Twitter. All of those are extremely user friendly. And we are bringing the job placement process to the older workers in a way that is more catered to them. So they won't have to be searching through all of these jobs and submitting their resume just to have that resume thrown into a pile of other resumes with younger competitors or younger people they may be competing with. So it's really going to be tailored and catering to the older demographic more so. And that's how we really want to implement the user-friendly experience that we're speaking about.
That's great. And I think when you and I had spoke initially, you even compared it to a TaskRabbit sort of website or web development, right?
Correct. So it is going to be a little more intricate because we are going to be working with retired professionals, and these jobs aren't going to be as simple as some of these Tasker jobs that people are competing on that platform. So, for example, you can do certain things like run errands, pick up groceries. With this platform, we really want to allow retired professionals to come in and use their skills that are going to be a little more complex than running errands. So the platform idea is going to be very similar in that it is going to be very user-friendly, but we want to make sure that we focus on the skills that these older users have that they're just not using right now.
Yeah, it makes me think of a little bit more like white collar as opposed to blue collar. For example, my father is a retired firefighter and chief or captain at the fire department. And somebody like him, unless he were going into the reserves, probably wouldn't be utilized on a site like this unless you're dealing with somebody in the professional services. I know we see right now there's a huge boom for marketing people, for accounting people, because there was a gap in the market from 2008 to about 2013 where nobody was training or hiring or grooming people in accounting or marketing because there wasn't much to account for and there was nobody to market to when that was happening. And so I even remember I had a bookkeeper we placed who was probably 70 some odd years old at the time in a direct hire job just because my client couldn't identify anybody with the right skills who had the right knowledge base. So I think it is definitely an untapped market that it's unknown. It's unknown land. And it's so funny. Did the movie The Intern inspire you at all? That movie with Robert De Niro where it kind of goes over a similar concept?
Oh, yes. We've gotten so many people who have compared our platform to the intern, and they've said, hey, this sounds like it could be, you know, the intern part two, where, you know, you have a young CEO who is being groomed to take on this bigger role, and she's got, you know, some advisors on her board of directors or advisory board that are a little bit older. And it's so funny because that's actually the case with the personal or our actual company. So I've got a lot of people on board who are 55 plus, and I'm actually the youngest person on the team only because, you know, I'd come up with the idea, but I realized the value in tapping into that older workforce because I can expand my Rolodex way beyond anything that, you know, I know right now. And I really haven't built a lot of those professional relationships. You know, I don't have as many as someone who's 55 plus. So I've really been able to tap into that experience, and it's been a huge advantage for me.
That's awesome. In fact, I think you and I were talking and you had mentioned you were just featured in Entrepreneur Magazine last month, right?
Yes, that's correct. That was a really great opportunity, and so many people are jumping on board. They are extremely excited to, you know, sign up so that they can be some of the first people to access the platform when we're live. So it was really great to get recognized by that type of company.
That's amazing. Now, do you think in any way that say that there are unemployed job seekers out there who might be between the ages of 30 to 55 and they could be resentful or frustrated of why are we giving these retired people the work that I could be doing per se? How would you respond to that idea?
Yes, we have gotten some pushback about that. And there's also been some questions about, you know, the younger workforce and people who are just graduating college and, you know, how can we try to encourage those younger people to get into the workforce if older people are staying in the workforce? And a ton of research I've done has actually pointed to, you know, the fact that as you bring older workers in or continue to foster the relationships between older and younger workers, it really helps business development and growth overall. And there are other studies that have shown that younger people are actually staying in college more, so or for longer. So they're extending their education well into their late 20s and 30s, which is a trend that we haven't seen at any other time in history. So people are actually entering the workforce later in life, which really makes room for the older workforce to continue thriving.
Yeah, and something else I didn't even think of that came to mind as you were speaking is that right now we're anticipated to live longer than ever before. I mean, it seems like every other day on Facebook, somebody's grandmother or father or mother is celebrating their 104th birthday. And so I think that concept of kind of retiring and being done at the age of 65 or 55 or whatever that might look like could be an antiquated concept that we might see soon shifting completely in the marketplace just with the way that society's growing and with our health and well-being being expanded into a longer lifespan.
Oh, exactly. I mean, I totally agree with that. If you think about when the government developed Social Security, they implemented that at a time when people were not expected to live up to 65, let alone, you know, well into their 80s like they are today. So it's been really well received. People are noticing that there's a really huge need to start changing the way that we see aging in America. And I'll never forget one of the quotes that I read from Forbes was, they essentially define the driving force of the gig economy as an underutilized asset and idle time. And I think that really resonated with me because we've got, you know, a huge demographic of people who have idle time and they are an underutilized asset right now. So I think it's the perfect time for something like this to reach the market. And we've got so many people who are becoming essentially, you know, part of that demographic every day. 10,000 people turn 65 and 65 is not considered old anymore. So there really is a lot of potential for this to work within the industry right now.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I just realized I should connect you with a dear friend of mine who's also going to be a guest on the show later in August, Julia Dederer, and she's amazing and she's creating this whole new concept of designing the next 30 years of your life. She's already in her mid-60s and rather than just kind of going quietly into the night, she said, okay, so now what's next? What does the next 30 years of my life get to look like? And I think it's a great proactive responsive way to interact with the potentiality of retirement and whether or not that fulfills you. Because so many of my friends and clients of mine who I've worked with for many years are getting to retirement age and either have already retired or are on the precipice of retiring. And they're just, there's a lack of satisfaction and fulfillment. I think as human beings, we identify so much with our careers, more so for men than for women, but even in today's society, because so many women are equal incomes in the household, I think that it really causes a gap for people in their self-worth and who they are as a human being when they can no longer contribute their skills in a meaningful way. It's life is all about sharing and about giving and about especially sharing knowledge. And when that stops abruptly, just because you hit a certain age, that could create a discontentment for people. And in fact, I think I don't want to speak outside of my place here, but I think that there are statistics that show that people who don't have something after they've planned retirement can have a higher likelihood of passing away sooner. Is that correct? I don't know if that's a correct statistic or not.
Oh, yes. There are tons of statistics on that. And I can't think of one off the top of my head, but a lot of people, you know, science institutions, nonprofit organizations have done research around this. And we've actually just worked with someone who completed a report at the Milken Institute just last year, and it was called Purposeful Aging. And all of that information, yes, I don't know if you've heard of it, but it was
That's an amazing report.
We've got someone who has, you know, volunteered to be an advisory board member just to kind of help guide us, because she thinks that this is essentially what the entire report was pointing to, was, you know, something that will give people in this later stage in their life purpose. And if you think about it, I mean, it's just like you said, you spend so much of your time working, and it really does drive everything that you're doing for the first 50, 60 years of your life. And then just to abruptly stop, it's really shocking for some people. And retirement isn't everything that people think it is. You know, people get tired of golfing after a while. You can spend time with your grandkids. But, you know, people really have skills that they can offer and, you know, tangible industry experience that they can help a young startup with, or they can help a small business with. And so many people want to take advantage of that.
Yeah, I think that's great, because it just gives people a purpose. I think that when we get out of bed in the morning and we have something to contribute to a society, to families, it all depends on what's going on in your life. It's different for each individual, but those are skills, like you said, that could be utilized and are in some cases necessary. You know, like as we just mentioned, you might be somebody out there who's looking for somebody with a certain skill set, and somebody with 2 to 3 years or even 5 or 10 years might not cut it, depending on the type of work that you're dealing with. So tell our listeners a little bit more about Tangia, about how it works, and let's spell it out for the listeners just so they're 100% clear on what it is, where to find it, a little bit more about that. So it's TENGIA.com. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. And we have, you know, our social profiles set up. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. We post, you know, really encouraging content, inspiring stories. I mean, every day you're seeing a new story about, you know, a 90-something-year-old yoga teacher who's defying the odds and teaching class. You know, there are tons of people who are winning triathlons and all of these other things. That really show that age really should not be limiting people the way that it used to. So they're really defying a lot of that, you know, the stigma out there. And I feel like it is important for us to embrace this new trend. So we're currently in, as I mentioned, we are going to be launching the website officially at the end of the month. And we really want people to sign up. I mean, the first group of people that sign up will gain, you know, access to all of the tools that we'll be allowing people to use within the platform. You can essentially search for a retiree anywhere between here and, you know, the East Coast to find for a particular job. We have 43 different industries on the website. So with that, we're definitely open to suggestions if people feel that we haven't included something, do let us know. But you will be able to find a retiree within the 43 industries that are on the website. As a retired professional, you know, you'll get access to some of the job searching tips that we have. We will be inviting some career coaches online as well to help with resume writing and just helping you launch that Encore career, whatever you want that to be. So some of them are going to be the resources that we'll have available. And the, as I mentioned, the website will be ready at the end of the month.
Awesome. And it's so funny when you said Encore career, I love that. That was very like sticky and resonates and makes a lot of sense. Was there any sort of meaning or any sort of significance behind the word Tangia?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So I've gotten that question so many times because it doesn't sound like anything in English and it's really not. So I was searching for all of these names that could, you know, resonate with people like connect, link, or network, and all of those names in English are taken. I mean, every domain name you could possibly think of has already been branded in the U.S. In English. So I started looking for other options in different languages, and I stumbled upon a word that's very similar. It's an Icelandic word. It's T-E-N-G-J-A, and I had changed the J to an I. Yes. So then it sounded like something that could, you know, that people could pronounce quite easily. And I stuck with Tangia, and it means to connect in Icelandic.
Oh, that's awesome. It's so funny how, you know, how did Google come up? I know it's out there somewhere, or Yahoo, all these different websites that become so popular and part of our daily vocabulary. And yet we sometimes never know the history of how something like that came up. So I think that's a brilliant thing that you were connecting it literally to the word, you know, being connected. So that's awesome. So how does the, tell our listeners a little bit about it in case there are small businesses who might want to utilize the platform to be able to connect with these Encore workers or the seasoned professionals out there who maybe already are retired or on the about to retire. Tell people a little bit more about what they will need to know once the website is up and launched.
Yeah. So once the website's up, you can actually log in. It's very easy to create a profile as a small business or a senior user. So anyone can log in and create an account. You will have to pass a background check if you are a service provider. It's just something that's become industry standard. And of course, we want to make sure that our users are protected. You know, any business that wants to hire a service provider, we want to make sure that that person has at least some peace of mind that the background check has been completed and cleared. And if you are a small business registering, there will be three different membership levels. The prices we've got, you know, we have yet to nail those down, but there will be three different membership options for small businesses. And it really depends on how many transactions the small business wants to do per month. And we are offering prices that are extremely competitive. You know, we only charge a 15% processing fee. I mean, it's just to keep the lights on. We are connecting people and want to make sure that we're providing a service that is helpful for both users, and that does come, you know, at a small price. But the memberships would essentially allow people to do different things within the application. You know, you could search for users within the small area of Los Angeles or expand your reach all the way to the other side of the U.S. if that's something that you want to do, so that you can find a senior provider who's available in a different state. And small businesses will also be able to vet a number of providers within the 43 industries. So they'll have access to be able to search through a handful of users within each industry. And the more people we have sign up, again, the higher amount of search results the small businesses will get. As a service provider, a senior service provider, you'll obviously be able to have access to the resume writing, the Encore coaching careers, and you'll be able to find work. And we don't charge the processing fee to the service provider. We know that studies have shown that a number of older users of these gig economy platforms are actually more dependent for on these gig economy platforms for income. So we didn't really want to charge the senior users for this. So it's the fee that senior users will have to pay is only for the background check, which is $25. So it's extremely simple to use.
Got it. Okay, interesting. So for the senior users, it's a background check, a one-time background check. Do they have to have that redone every year? I know that's something I see on the employment side quite a bit, is if we have a candidate who's out contracting for us, even if they contracted for us as recently as 6 months ago, we need to update and reprocess the background check. Have you worked out any of the logistics around that yet?
We have, we've gotten some suggestions on how to start facilitating that, because we know that a lot of employers are interested in making sure that the background check is updated. So I do believe at the minimum, we will require senior users to get that updated every year. So every 12 months, if they create an account today, they would have to do it in April of next year. So we're also going to be a lot more competitive than some staffing agencies. So we won't be taking as much of a fee for, you know, using our platform. I know that some staffing agencies can, you know, charge a little bit more, but again, we're sticking to the membership fees in addition to the 15% processing fee. And we want to make sure that we're, you know, a little bit competitive, similar to something like TaskRabbit.
Got it. And when you say the 15% processing fee, what is it 15% of? The person's salary?
So it's 15% of whatever it costs for the job. So if the person is going to be working for 5 hours and they charge $25 an hour, it may be, you know, $500. But again, we'll be using the 15% processing fee. And if you have a number of a certain number of transactions per month, the processing fee will actually go down depending on how many transactions you have per month. So it is a little bit complicated. And again, we will be putting this information on the website at the end of the month so that when we're actually live, people can go into our FAQ section and get all of that answered, because we want to make sure that it's extremely clear for our users once they do sign up.
That's great. And I know something you and I had discussed as well was a free membership for the first 90 days. So is that with respect then to potential employers who are looking at utilizing the website? It would be a free 90-day membership for anybody who signs up in the next week or so after hearing the show? And is there a special word that you want them to use when they're registering to reference the show?
Oh, yes. So we are going to be offering a 90-day free membership for any small business that signs up. And for the senior service providers who sign up, we will be waiving the background check fee for the first 90 days. So if you sign up, you know, today, at this point, we would be tracking everyone who signs up within these first 90 days and make sure that, please do note when you sign up to mention a 10 GIA discount. And we'll make sure that we implement that discount in your profile so that the senior service providers are not charged and the small businesses are not charged a membership fee. And that information will be saved in our system for the next 90 days.
That's fantastic. And I know for our listeners out there, I wanted to offer a very special contest that you're doing. So for the first five people who sign up who are senior users, that means that you're either retired, about to be retired, you want to make your services available, Dione and Tengia have generously offered to give away five $100 Fleming's gift cards to the first five people who go ahead and sign up. It could be right now. It could be a little bit later. That's why I want to tell you about it later in the show to give everybody an opportunity to understand a little bit more about what Tengia is all about. And in addition to that, in order to motivate some of the small businesses out there that might be looking for somebody with bookkeeping or different skills that Tengia is going to offer, the first five businesses that sign up will also be eligible for a $100 gift card as well. And which I can't even believe you're doing this. It's amazing. I feel like I'm talking one of those great deals. And to sweeten the pot, Dione and Tengia has also offered that at the end of this business week, one person will win an iPad Pro. When they get done looking at everybody who signed up, they'll do a drawing and one lucky winner will win an iPad Pro. So keep in mind, this is great. If people do want to go ahead and sign up, they would just go to tengia.com, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, great. And is there a different link that they need to use if they're a small business owner versus a senior user?
No, everything is actually on the website. You can click on one of two buttons in the top right-hand corner of the landing page. And within that, you will be able to sign up to hire someone or sign up to start receiving work. And again, the actual website will be launching at the end of the month, but we will be doing the giveaway for anyone who registers within this week.
That's fantastic. I think that's very generous. I think it's such a hot topic. It's clear why you were featured in Entrepreneur Magazine. I think this is something that's needed in society. And like you said, we're changing so much because of technology and because of increases in ways that we can take care of our health and well-being. I think this is a wonderful outlet, a wonderful resource. Even for me being a staffing firm, I can't help everybody. And people always joke with me and say, oh, well, Jennifer, you know, why would you refer me to one of your competition? Because to me, it's not competition. My commitment is that every human being on the planet has a job they love. And I think this is one more avenue for people to get access to jobs that they might not otherwise have. I think it's a brilliant idea. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners or tell our listeners about Tangia or the direction you're going?
Just to sign up, I mean, we are extremely excited about the technology that we're able to offer within the mobile application. The mobile application will be ready at a later point in the year, and we wanted to do the desktop version first because we know that some older users are just more comfortable using, you know, their laptop or computer at home, and it is mobile friendly, so you can do all of the same things on the mobile platform that or on a mobile device that you would be able to on the desktop. So within the mobile platform, though, that's actually where a lot of the technology is, and we're extremely excited to start using that. And we're going to be able to match people in a completely different way. And we're really looking forward to having people sign up so that we can have them test, you know, the strength of the platform and make sure that everything we're doing lines up with the needs and wants of our users, because those users are the most important audience for us.
I think it's brilliant. I think it's a wonderful gift that you're giving to both employers and to retirees who are looking to do something valuable and contribute and give back. And for all of our listeners out there, I recently created a new Facebook page. So in case you want to know more information about Tangia, if you want to give us comments on your thoughts on the show or give us subjects or people you would like us to interview, you can also now go to facebook.com/getyourselfthejob and feel free to like the page, to comment on it. I will definitely be posting about Tangia after today's show. And next week, we're very excited that Lisanne Stromberg, author, speaker, and amazing new book out called Pause, Work, and Thrive about how people in today's society can be parents and still have a successful career. I think it's so funny. It's kind of on the opposite side of the spectrum of what you and I have been talking about today, Dione. So it's great. Tune in next week. Every week, you can always find the show live right after the show. It's available on download on the archive of the show of the LA Talk Radio website. Or if you miss the show for any reason and you want to listen to it later in the week, you can listen to it on iTunes and just look up Get Yourself the Job on iTunes. And of course, it's free to download or subscribe anytime. And we're very excited to be at over 20,000 listeners a month. Thanks to everybody sharing. And thanks to amazing guests like you, Dione. This is such a great, wonderful thing that you're doing. And for any of our listeners who may have missed it, the first five people who sign up who are senior users will be eligible to win a $100 Fleming's gift card. And the same is true of the first five businesses that sign up as small business users will be eligible to win a $100 gift card as well. And to top it off, Dione mentioned that there will be a free membership for the first 90 days for senior users or for small businesses who are looking to hire people. And thank you so much for being on the show today, Dione. It's been a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you so much for your time. And again, we'll be doing the iPad giveaway for everyone who signs up at the end of the week.
Absolutely. Thank you so much and have a wonderful week.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye.